Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Chana Liba Bas Necha Gittel and Lehibagel Ben Chaim L'Chaim Lui Nishmas Bat Yester Bat Zev Dov. And we're going to be studying the sugya of Chanukah Tana Rabbanan Mitzvah Ner Chanukah Ner Yishubeso V'Mahadru Ner L'Kol Echad V'Echad V'Mahadru Menahadru B'Shamir Amir Yishan Madlik Shmonu V'Kam Melech Poruch V'Soch V'Tzomar Yom Rishan Madlik Echad. So we have the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is one candle for the whole house. Mahadrin, a candle for each person. Mahadrin and a Mahadrin. Beis Shammai says go up. They go down, descending order, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Each day, Beis Hillel says you go up, first day 1, all the way up to 8. And Ola says, there's a machlokes between two Amoraim and Eretz Yisrael. Why does Beis Shammai say go descending? Because the Yom HaManichnasim. Because in the first day there are 8 days coming in, second day there are 7 days coming in, etc. And Beis Hillel says Yom HaYotzin, the first day 1 day went out, etc. And the other one says that Beis Shammai's reason is Keneged Parei HaChag, that go in descending order on Sukkos, that you bring the Parim every day, you bring one less. And Beis Hillel says Ma'alim BaKodesh Ve'ein Moiridin. Gewaldig. Ad kan midivrei kotshoi shel hagemore, ve'achshav anachnu nizke lit'om minofet suf tvash torato shel maran harav zetzal ma'or einenu atzadik hamekubal ha'eloki rabbeinu Avraham Yitzchak ha'kohen kuk. And this gemara, he has his just mamish pillay plus. Omer harav, ha'nitzachon shenatan Hashem b'yad avadav ha'kohanim שנתגברו על היוונים, שבקשו לא רק לעקור את עם ישראל ממעמדם החומרי, כי אם לעקור את תכונת החיים שישראל מודים בעולם, שהם צריכים להיות על פי שורשי התורה, שתהיה התארה והצניעות, המטרה הראשית בחיי המשפחה, ואחריהן ימשכו יתר המידות והדעות הישראליות. The victory that God gave to the hands of his servants, the Kohanim, that were Misgabra and the Yavanim, the bad Yavanim, that wanted not only to uproot the Jewish people from their physical station, but rather they wanted to uproot the type of lifestyle that the Jewish people tell the world. And what is that? That is that we live lives of purity as Jews. Modesty, holiness. So this was an idea, this is an ideological warfare. Ze sanu ama yevanim, vira'u ba, baze, sar voyev l'tarbutam hem shem midu l'nes et alitzut ha'chaim v'hanaotav ha'gufaniyot v'hademyoniyot. Greek culture emphasized the joys of life, physical pleasures, and art, literature, but not in a way that was inhibited by any laws. They thought what they thought. They sculpted what they sculpted. They gladiated what they gladiated. They just wanted to enjoy life. Their model was fun. והנה כפי דרך המיצוע נוהגת פיצ'ה ישראלי, אף מי שאינו מצוין, מקום מקום בחיי משפחה מוכר אור העברי, התואר והצניות, הומן בכל המידות המסתעפות מזה לטובה. יקרם יפה לשם התוורת בכל בית ישראל המנהג על פי דרכי תורה והמצווה. על כן חובת מצוות חנוכה Ner Ish Uveto. How interesting is this? Mitzvah Ner Ish Ubeso. So the average Jew might not be the perfect Jew. He's not necessarily learning every minute. Not necessarily, you know, not answering his phone in the middle of davening. People answer, I can't talk now, I'm davening. So then why are you answering? Just don't answer. They know that you can't talk because you're davening, or they don't know. It doesn't matter. You can't talk anyway. Nope, you have to answer them. So it's not so perfect to start talking on the phone in the middle of davening. So Jews aren't perfect, but in family life, you can see that there's a difference. B'chei mishpacha, you can see the Jewish light, the purity, the modesty, and the midos that come out of it. So in other words, we have this war against the Greeks. We defeated Greek culture, so it starts with the home. Not the individual, it's din in the bayis. Neri shubesa. It's our home against the Greek home. We have different homes. We have pure homes. Anshei ha-ma'ala she-b'Yisrael she-chayim atzmam umdim ruyim la-argish b'yam ha-kdusha ha-eluit she-chatma lehem ha-torah shlema otam ruyim liyot me-ha-mahadrim she-ner l'kol echad ve-echad. Gam b'chayi ha-yachid yukar ha-horot v'ha-tiferet ve-ora shel-torah ha-metlavei imo b'chol d'rachav im ach mitzuyan u-lishmor yafe d'rachav al-pi dat v'torah. Az yikuyam b'avur kol me-arts kishem ha-shem l'kra lecha v'yarum yimeka. There are tzaddikim whose lives do represent, exemplify the Kedusha of Torah. They're Mahajrin. Such people, each one is lighting his own light. Ner lekol echad ve'echad. A candle for each person. Because they're living the holy life. You can see it even in the Chayei HaYachid. Those are the Mahajrin. And they're Mekayim the Pasuk that the nations of the earth will see you and they'll be in awe of you. So again, we have Neri Shubeso, that's the purity of the Jewish home. A higher level is the individuals living Al Pi Torah. So that's Ner L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad, it's the Mahajrin. You want a higher level? Me'otam Ha'yechidim Mitzinim Shekol Darachayim Shkulim B'Shekel HaKodesh Ad She'lo Rak Mechlal Chayim Mishpachtam Boletet HaKdusha Elohit Kim Gam Chayim HaPratim Mehem Yimtzu Anshei Kodesh Shekol Magamatam B'Chayihem Einena Tovat Atzmam Afilu Tova Ruchanit Chay Olam Haba Ki Im Chefetz Hashem Be'Olamo She'Yitmaleh Zeu Masat Nafshan. The higher level, the third level, Mahajrim and Mahajrim, selfless people who are not only spiritual people, but they're spiritual people not even for themselves. Some spiritual people, they're always worrying. Oh, is my davening good? Is my learning? I want to steig. I want to grow. It's gevaldik. Don't get me wrong. It's gevaldik that a person wants to grow. It's natural. It's good. It's healthy. And that you want to grow in ruchnius. But there are people on a higher level that it's not about their olam haba. It's not about their growth. It's about Klal Yisrael. It's about Hashem. They're bigger than themselves. It's purely about Hashem. Chefetz Hashem Ba'olamo. They just want God's will to be fulfilled. And there's zero ego. Love that. That's the Mahajrim in a Mahajrim. And therefore, they go up to a higher level. They either increase or decrease. But again, it devolves on the individual. And this individual is going to increase, Mosif Aholich Ma'alim Bakodesh, or decrease, like a Beis Hillel, according to Beis Shammai, according to his reasons. So those are the Mahajan, those are the Mahajan, Min Mahajan, those are the best people. They go to the highest level. So we can ask, what is the will of Hashem? What's the goal of creation? So now we get to the machlekes between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. The Mahajrim and a Mahajrim can follow one of two paths. The first is to think about the will of Hashem by thinking of all of the multitudes of people and nations that Hashem created. So why did Hashem create all of these souls that are stamped in His image? Hashem wants them to be elevated. Yesh ish gadol shemistakel ba'ein choderet b'chifetz Hashem ba'olamo. Again, we said the ikar of this Mahajrim and Mahajrim person is he's worrying about, I said before, Klal Yisrael. But it's lav dafka, it's something bigger than himself. What's the biggest thing bigger than himself? Chifetz Hashem ba'olamo. What does God want in this world? ומתוך שהוא מכיר כי אדון כל הנשמות יתברך, יצר את האדם בכללו בצלמו, ואת כל ברואי בצלם אלוקים. הלא ודאי ברא להיטיב להם באחריתם. He created everybody in his image. And that's to do good for them at the end of days. שיתעלו מעמק הרשע והסכלות, שמקפתם עד שיהיו ראויים כולם למעלת הצדיקים. They are all going to be elevated from the depths of evil and foolishness that surrounds them, and they're going to be roy for the mile of tzadikim. That are misanig al Hashem v'al tuva. Ona mechim Hashem itbarachet Yisrael liot mekablei orelei ba'olam. The Jewish people are receiving the light of God in this world. אבל רק אז תיגמר התכלית המשמחת את לבב כל ישראל לב, כשתמר התכלית על ידי ישראל. The Jewish people are going to complete the tachlis, to be mezakah, all the, give the merit to all of the people in the world, in the light of Hashem and a holy life. מצד הדרך הזה, תהיה נטייה פנימית המכרעת את לב ישרי דרך ללכת בדרך השם על פי התורה. לא רק מפני שהיא גורמת להביא טובה לישראל בייחוד, כי מפני הסיבה יותר חונה ונאורה, מפני שטובתם של ישראל עתידה להביא טובה לאנושיות כולה. This is a more universal path. Such people are thinking of the whole world. The mission of the Jewish people is to inspire all the nations to live a life of Kedusha. It's not just about us. It's about all the world. In other words, this person, this Mahajirim and Mahajirim, is worried about Chayfetz Hashem Ba'olamo. And how does he view Chayfetz Hashem Ba'olamo? To bring Hashem to everybody, to every last guy in Japan. V'yedu 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 ki'at Hashem Hashem. That every peasant in China should know that there's a God. Is that something? That's mamash the highest madrega. So, that's the chefetz Hashem ba'olamo. נטייה גדול שיר עושה בוודאי תוכל להחזיק נטייה שהיא מייחדת תכלית המעשים התורים מפני טובתם הכללית של ישראל. סליחה. נטייה כזאת שהיא חזקה בלב נכון, תוכל להחזיק נטייה שהיא מייחדת את תכלית המעשים התוריים, בבני תורתם הכללית של ישראל, נטייה בלתי עליונה כל צורכה, צריכה לתרומם עוד יותר לטלות על הנטייה של הבת ישראל המיוחדת. לאיש כזה לא תוכל להיות אהבה הלאומית מקור חייו, כי מבט שם השם בתורתו, בני שבתורה ימצא תכלית האחרונה זו, שכך רמה את סט האהבה הלאומית ייקח להמציא לו על מגמתו הרממה. So this person says, listen, I love my nation, but that's only a means. I love God the most, and therefore I want to bring Torah to everybody. I want to bring the light to everybody. So that's one type of person. ויש אמנם דרך אחר, שיגיע לבב אנוש הנעלה לאמור, כמעט הדבר שאהבה עצמית אינה נעלתה לעומק היותר נעלה, גם אם תהיה מתרחבת עד כדי לאהבה של כלל האומה, אבל לא את הטוב הראוי לאהוב מצד עצמו. כן, הוא ליתן את תכלית החיים הכללים, תוכן היותר נעלה שבחיים. ובאשר בישראל, צפונה היא הסגולה אלוהית, אם כן ודאי הם המוכנים להשתלם עד למידה זו שחייהם ראויים להיות חמדת כל איש מישרים. לא מצד האהבה העצמית של האדם קורא בצל עצמו, כי מצד עצם האמת והיושר. So the second approach says, listen, you're right. It's not about my own growth. It's not about my own love. It's not about my ego. Even my spiritual ego. Why do we love? We love that's what's good. For its own sake. We want to just elevate the highest and loftiest things. So since the Jewish people have a special skula, they can attain the highest state. And they're going to remain the spiritual focus of the world, even at the very end. And therefore the skula of the Jewish people should be the center of life. So, the first person loves all of mankind. That's what he's thinking about. The other one says, listen, there's something special about Klal Yisrael, and that's what I want my focus to be. ומילא יש מקום בלב המורגש הפשוט של אהבה לאומית לשום אותה לתכונה נאותה בהליכות התורה, כיוון שגם על פי עומק הצדק האלוקי תישאר התכלית האחרונה במגבתם של ישראל. At the end of the day, even at the end, when the goyim are going to be elevated, but the Jews are still going to be more elevated. So that's what this person is going to be focused on. So it's not a matter of the quantity of the world. He wants to go for the quality, which is the Jewish people. And we're always going to have this quality because of our skula. Skulas Yisrael, and that remains forever. So again, you have two people. There's a Mahajirim and a Mahajirim guy. One guy says, listen, I love Hashem. I want to spread his word to all of mankind. The other one says, I love Hashem. I want to spread his word to Am Yisrael. Because we're the Tachlis. You're right, they're going also. They have to know about Hashem. The Iker is Am Yisrael. Both people are going beyond themselves. And the question is, Are they going beyond themselves to the whole world or to Klal Yisrael? והנה לעומת התכלית שיש במעמדתם של ישראל לחזות בתיקון עולם במלכות שקי, וביעשות כל הברואים אגודה אחת לחיי צדק באור השם, מובן הדבר כי ריבוי הצביונות שבלאומים, שגורם חלוקתם לעמים רבים, ילכו הלוכו והתמעט, כל מה שיוסיף אור האמת וחיי הצדק להופיע. So now we got to get to the machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beit Shammai. So first you have the universal outlook. So what's the mission of Am Yisrael? We inspire the nations to form a harmonious society, living lives of Kedusha. Over time, the plurality of these various national characteristics are going to diminish because they're going to absorb the ever brighter light of truth. The nations are drawn to the Kedusha of Torah. Their unique ideologies and traits are going to be less distinct. So therefore, what do? We are poiches v'holich. Ubeasot kol habruim aguda achat, when everybody becomes one group, to live a life of tzedek bor Hashem, muvan hadavar, it's understood, ki ribuy hatzivyonot shebelumim, the different forms of the nations, the different colors, that cause them to be different nations. You have the Russians. Russians are very different than Germans. And Germans are very different than English. And English are different than French. And French are different than Swiss. And Swiss are different than Americans. So as they get closer to the MS, they're going to be less unique in their national characteristics. And they're all going to get to that one light. As they go to the godly Torah, they're going to be less of their Perud HaTzivyoni. And therefore, Yom Rishon, on the first night, 8, there are going to be a lot of different nations. There's going to be a plurality. And then it's going to be Poiches V'Holich. HaPegisha Yevanit V'Nitzachon Shel Yisrael Shnehem Garmu L'Tehudah Yisraelit B'Yachas Amei Haaretz Shetatchil La'asot Darkah B'Yoter Ometz Ad She'Ra'uy L'Kasher Et HaMagama Yoter Chona V'Yoter Rama B'Ner Chanukah. So this meeting with the Greeks and the victory of the Jewish people allowed the light of the Jews to impact the world. We confronted Greek culture, and therefore we were able to influence the nations. So that's why Dafka, the light of Chanukah, Rav Kook answers everything, by the way. I'm saying he's explaining each shita, Nereshibeso, Mahajrim, and Mahajrim. And now he's gonna plug them all into the why it relates to Chanukah Dafka and Shita Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and the various explanations of Beis Hillel. So we met the Greek culture, the Goyim met the Jews, and this is gonna bring to their ultimate recognition of Torah and Kiddush in the world. Today the whole world knows about Chanukah candles. Not every Goy knows about what Mora looks like, or what matzah looks like, but I think Chanukah candles are the most universal Jewish symbol, menorah. So the world is progressively being elevated and unified, and eventually it's going to be one beautiful resplendent light. So there is Poches V'Holech, until it comes to the one light of Torah, of Kedusha. It starts off with many lights, each nation has their own light as they get closer to God, and then it becomes one light. But Hillel, they agree, is a universal mission to the Jewish people. But that's all we are? We're just here for universal purposes? No. We have to attain the intrinsic school of Am Yisrael. So it seems that there's Yiridus Hadaris, but our inner Kedusha can only be properly assessed if we take into account all the generations over time. And each generation that affirms our brits with Hashem, despite the gullus and all the persecution, we contribute to the overall skula of Am Yisrael. So the nations have more numbers than we do. I once saw a good line, I think it was in Tradition magazine. Someone said that the margin of error in the Chinese census is the number of Jews there are in the world. whatever, 13 million is the margin of error in their sentence in the Chinese Mifkad Ochlusin when they take a census. So the margin of error is there. That's how many Jews there are. So the nations are more. But we not only help them elevate spiritually, when they elevate it, we're elevated even more. Kedavrei Rav, Shomnam yesh tuda kazot liYisrael. Of course, we have a universal mission. Aval ha'chaim ha'yotel gvoim, she'omek kavanat ha'Torah, behachanata et Yisrael le'ma'alatan, eina rak b'shvil liyot kli shimush le'olam kulo, ki mitzad atzmam na'ala sekulatam shel Yisrael al hakol. Don't just say that we're a means to an end. It's such a beautiful philosophical question. This is like something Rabbi Sacks would talk about. Rabbi Sacks, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in a lecture. Universalism versus particularism. So, of course, here the Rav, with his broad-mindedness, shows us both Tzadim. Of course, we have a universal mission. But that's not the Iker. Because after all is said and done, we're still the Tachlis. So, yes, we're going to spread the word of God in Kedusha. But the Tachlis is Sgulas Yisrael. We're not just a means to an end. We're the end. But even though it looks like we're getting less and less. ואין לך יום שם כלותו מרובה מחברו, אבל הסגולה הפנימית שבכלל ישראל היא אינה נמדדת לפי ערך של כל דור ודור בפרטיות, כי היא מסוקרת בסקירה אחת את כל הדרות שמראש ועד סוף. So you want to see the school of Pnimus of all of Am Yisrael? Look at us from the beginning of time till the end. The world didn't start, like I like to say, the day you were born, right? Some people think today in this generation, they have no sense of historical sweep. So you have to look. You have to look back a thousand years. Father, people ask me, how old am I? How old am I? I say, I'm 5,000 years old. So I started with Avraham Avinu. You have to look at the whole, all of Am Yisrael from the beginning. V'chol dor v'dor marzik b'brit Hashem. V'yoter tachat tzevel ol galut v'tzara rabah. Hu mosif yitron al sgula hakalit shel metziut ha'umah nefla'a kazot. She'ein dugmata tachat kol ha'shamayim. In every generation that's holding on to the covenant of God and the soil, the gullus, and all the persecution adds to the special school of Am Yisrael. In other words, we're holy, we're special, and we become more special each generation, even in this generation. The tzaddikim tell us that in this door, a person's carefully shomer einayim, he's shomer internet, he's shomer smartphone, he's careful. He's mamish, like a tzaddik nisgav in the previous doors, because the tests of this generation are so incredible. So you have to give it to somebody who just is able to hold strong. ובאשר יסוד הוא שאפילו הריבוי העצום שכל עמים רואי שיהיה בערך אמצעי לאותה סגולה שתדבר באמציות באחרית הימים במצעי עם שלם. מוכן לחי הקודש על הצד היותר רם ונשגב. צריך לקשר ערך זה בנר חנוכה. לראות שגם היסוד הכמותי שאמנם צעד צדים הגונים על התחת הכל ידי התגברות על ידי החשמונים הלבנים, הוא נטפל ליסוד האיכותי. ומחשתם שישראל קדמה לכל. So you're right. There are many more going than there are Jews. But at the end of the day, it's the quality that wins over the quantity. And yeah, when we beat the Yavanim, that was how we spread our... It was ideological warfare. And that's how we spread our light to the world. But after all is said and done, often echuti, we're the highest quality. And machshavtam shel Yisrael kadma lakol. That the Jewish people, that was, it says in Bereishis Rabbah 1:4. That preceded everything. So we're not the means to the end, we're the end. Al-ken. What do you do now? Yom Rishon Madlik Echad. Mikan Velech Masif Olech. כי אור ישראל הוא הולך ואור, ולפי גדלו ועיצומו כן יוסיף לפלג ממנו נתיבים. הכל עם ועם לפי ערכו גם כן. אף פי שכל שתהיה האמת ביותר, תלך החלוקה ותתמעט. במקום ישארו הבדלים טבעיים שעל פיהם גם כן יחלק אור ישראל, לאורות פרטיים, בתגבר פעולתם עליהם. אבל הגמרא צריכה להיות לא כפי העניין הניכר אצל העמים, שהם מוסיפים מיעוט והתקללות. כי אם לפי ערך שהפועל, הזה נובע מישראל, שהוא מוסיף את חלקות והוספה. גם הוא כולל הדבר העיקרי, שזאת הסגולה היא סגולה מוסיפה תמיד, תהילה ותפארת, כפי הקניין שיקנה כל דור, ישראל לא צריך להקופן, הקופנים לפי מידה זו של בית הלל, הנטייה הלאומית הישראלית יש עושה נאמן באמת ביושר, היותר עמוק ויותר תכליתי. So each night, we add more light, because that's as the generations go on, there's more light in Klal Yisrael. So we're not focusing on the unification and elevation of the Goyim, because as they become more unified and elevated and more godly and closer to Klal Yisrael, they become more one. But rather, we focus on the increasing light that comes from Klal Yisrael, and we reach out to each nation according to its own needs. So we have more light, and therefore one day one, second day two, as time goes on, we add our light. In each country we go to, we add so much. Every culture that Jews were part of, whether it was Spain, whether it was Eastern Europe, and today it's America. I'm just saying that it's amazing. Amazing. You just look, you know, all the big hospitals, you see the names of the doctors. You see, you know, authors. If the book wasn't written by a Jew, but in the thank yous, there's always Jews there. Thank you to my editor, and thank you for this person for his advice. And Goyim, I thank my teacher. This, that, I always, there's always a Jew who's got his hand involved in something. And the world of psychology, certainly the Jews are like tops. And in so many different fields, in science and medicine, so many inventions. So as time goes on, and certainly in Ruchnius also, you know, the whole day, the Judeo-Christian ethic and all these different things, just, it's nonsense. It's Jewish. And what the Christians took, the good stuff, so then it's from Judaism. And the bad stuff's b'chal not from Judaism. But the idea of a day off and biblical morality and all these things, there are hundreds, there are billions of Muslims and Christians in the world, that all comes from Judaism. So anything good that we see in the world, whether it's monotheism or not serving idols anymore, it's being moral people, kind people, and charitable people. And they say, oh, it comes from the Bible. That's our Bible. So as time goes on, we increase our light to the world in each generation. In each generation, they need the Jews. So therefore, Mosif HaHolech. And there's so many individual Jews who are adding. And therefore, there's this Chalkus. Okay, sweet friends, we're not finished yet. All we explained was Poches V'Holech, Mosif V'Holech. So we still have to explain this Parei Achag, and the Malon V'Kodesh V'Lo Moridin, how that fits in, how that relates to Chanukah, how did the Parei Achag get into Chanukah? These are the parim we bring on Sukkot. Yom HaNichnasin, Yom HaYotzin. So, I hope that in the next shiur we will explain the Hemshech Divrei HaGemara. And in the meantime, this has just been a tour de force. Not normal, Rabbi say. Not normal. Baruch Hashem. Shreinu Shezachinu. Baruch Shebachar Bemu Mishnasa. So, please stay tuned. And Amir Tashem, we shall be neither continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.